Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a great show lined up for you as we continue to celebrate the 21st anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Gary Moore, we've already celebrated his 20th anniversary. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Financial Seminary, author of Faithful Finances 101, Spiritual Investments, Words of Wisdom I'm trying to remember the name of the book. I've worn the book out. Words of Wisdom.
Career of Sir John Templeton.
From the career, that's the word I was missing. From the career of Sir John Templeton. Folks, that book is precious. It's one of my favorites. If you can see it, I've almost destroyed it using it so much. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Thank you for helping me celebrate our anniversary. Thanks for being an original founding member. Thanks. I told my audience, Gary, that the reason I'm making such a big deal out of it, if it sounds like I'm bragging, call it whatever you want, but if you are a small business owner and you make it to 21 years, that's a cause for celebration. That's a survival celebration, isn't it?
It really is, Jim. I'll tell you an interesting story. I was inducted into my high school's Hall of Fame, and I had to give a commencement address. Guy came out and he said, you know, I knew your father and I watched you grow up. He said, I didn't think you'd amount to a damn. Kind of like the first radio show I did with you.
Yeah, I didn't think that boy ain't going to last. That's not going to work.
I think
last. That's hilarious.
So here we are 21 years later.
That is hilarious.
Great.
I'll have to tell that story again. That's a good one. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have said that about me too, and with cause. Hey, Gary, I remember you and me talking about the national debt and deficits 10-15 years ago. We were worried about the national debt when it was five. I remember though, 15 years ago. About 12 or 13 years ago, because I remember it was around 2005, we were concerned about the national debt when it was at $5 trillion. Now it's triple that. I'm sorry, quadruple. Yeah. It's $20 trillion.
Quadruple.
And half of that, the Obama administration doubled the national debt, folks. They doubled in 8 years. Double the national debt, $10 trillion. And so, and in the meantime, we're running $1 trillion deficits. That can't be sustained, can it?
I don't think it can, Jim. And let me tell you an interesting story for your audience. I wrote my first book in 1990. It came out in 1991. And I predicted Sir John Templeton, my mentor and little father-like figure, was saying because of the collapse of the Berlin Wall, we were in for a soaring stock market and one of the strongest economies ever. And, I mean, I got so ridiculed. And the book of the year in 1992, think about this, in evangelical Christianity, the book of the year was the horrors of the federal debt.
Huh.
And I had to write a book the next year to tell people what Sir John Templeton said and to see, put this in perspective, okay? But that was the highest, when it came to the voters' concerns, that was the highest rated problem in our country. And it was $4 trillion at the time.
The national debt.
Today it's 21 trillion.
Yeah.
And the last survey I saw before the midterms, it wasn't even on the list.
Yeah. Well, and so folks, the thing you have to remember is interest rates are going up, and we pay interest on all that debt. That debt's not just out there some IOU somewhere that's in somebody's pocket. That debt is on an instrument with coupons on it, right, Gary? And yep. and people are clipping those coupons and wanting their money in the form of interest, and they're not even amortized debt. They're interest only loans. And it'd be different if we were amortizing them, wouldn't it? And so we just keep adding to that. And everybody in business knows that that dog won't hunt long term.
Well, at the end of World War II, Jim, the debt as related to our income was 120%. Back when I wrote my book, it was 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And today it's about 105%. And this year, Jim, we will add $1 trillion.
Yeah, because
that's what our deficit's going to be this year. Yes. And this is, we're running.
And no end in sight, folks. Now,
a lot of people think Obama had to borrow money to get us out of the recession.
He doubled the entitlement. Today, he doubled the entitlement state is what he did.
But today,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.